Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us have used the hand gesture for OK when you make a circle with your index finger and thumb. This is, of course, perfectly acceptable in American business circles, but that same symbol in many parts of Europe is actually a vague obscenity and not the thing you want to do when pitching to a European client. And that's only one example of how cultural respect can play such a huge role in today's international business world. And of course, there are many more. Pamela Eyring is owner of the Protocol School of Washington. She lives and works in both Washington, D.C. and Columbia, South Carolina, and has worked with heads of state, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and four-star generals. Pamela, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Thanks for visiting our studio today.
I'm enjoying it so far.
So give us the background, first of all, here on yourself and on this business that you now own.
Well, actually, I'm a graduate of the Protocol School of Washington more than 17 years ago when I was in the Air Force and was the chief of protocol at a large Air Force base in Dayton, Ohio, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Many years after that, I successfully was doing training for the Air Force and was in executive development and had the opportunity to purchase the school from our founder, Dorothea Johnson. And 10 years in October, I'll have owned the school.
And you are a South Carolina resident?
I am. I have been here for 9 years. And prior to that, all our annual vacations were in South Carolina, mostly in the Charleston area. But I've really grown to love South Carolina and had the opportunity to move here when my husband was promoted. He's a partner with Miller Valentine Group.
So how does a business person learn these international cultural differences that can play a big part of a business relationship?
The first thing they need to understand is their own communication style. I think a lot of those faux pas are based on not knowing what we don't know, and education and training does help in that area. The first thing is to understand how you like to communicate. And as Americans, we're probably the second most casual country in the world besides Australia. And we're fun and we're friendly, and especially here in South Carolina, we like people. But some other cultures, they tend to look at that as a weakness versus a strength, only because of their background and their values and their cultural differences.
And so do our business listeners who are planning overseas trips to earn clients' business, do they need to find a YouTube channel that trains people on this? Do they sign up at your school? Do they go to the Commerce Department? Where can they find help with this?
Well, of course, you know, it's the simple ways. You know, there's many books that are out, you know, Do's and Taboos by Roger Axtell, it's a lot from Mary Murray, Bosrock, other books that are on certain cultures. However, if it is a client or a prospective client, there's more to know than just gestures. You really have to understand the history, the religion of that country, and that there are differences between the way we communicate. So if it's really an important deal and opportunity for a company, I definitely would recommend having a cross-cultural trainer come in and actually practice with you, not only the historical parts, but the behaviors.
Now, can you hire someone in that country to just accompany you on the trip and give you a little guidance before and after the meeting?
Yes, I think that's always good to have a host or someone that can guide you through some of those arenas. But I would recommend having a certified trainer to actually conduct it before you go, because it's very difficult. You know, you got maybe some jet lag, some issues, and learning on the spot, you might need more time is what I'm thinking.
What are some other common faux pas in international business besides the OK symbol?
Well, the one that's really hot right now is not just the social media side, but the electronic communication devices we use. So cell phones, you know, we do a lot of emails, especially here in the U.S., and we're very direct and we want answers right away. And some of the other cultures want to be courted a little bit. You know, they want to get to know you. And some of them are face-to-face. You know, we have an office in Dubai we opened in 2012. I had to go over there and meet with them. The project was not moving because it was just emails and phone calls. So some cultures require more face-to-face time and courting, as I call it.
Well, Pam, great information. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Pam Eyring is owner of the Protocol School of Washington. She lives in Columbia, South Carolina, and we will have a link to her company posted at our webpage. And our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and find links to our social media network so you can post your comments. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.